AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden was asked by reporters on the chances of Ukraine being invaded by Russia.
I'll be completely honest with you. It's a little bit like reading tea leaves.
The president says Russian President Vladimir Putin has some 100,000 troops close to Ukraine.
This would be the largest, if he were to move in with all those forces, would be the largest invasion since World War II. So it would change the world.
Biden has told about 8,500 U.S. troops to be ready to go to Europe. NATO is readying its own forces. No troops are headed to Ukraine. Putin insists he's not planning to invade Ukraine, but he's also demanding NATO deny entry to Ukraine and pull troops out of Eastern European nations that already are part of the alliance. A second New York City police officer shot last week has died. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
27-year-old New York police officer Wilbert Mora was gravely wounded in a shooting that took the life of his partner, Jason Rivera, on Friday. Now Mora has also died of his injuries, according to Police Commissioner Kishant Sewell. In a tweet, the commissioner described Mora as three times a hero for choosing a life of service, sacrificing his life for others, and for choosing organ donation. The two officers were called to a Harlem apartment by a woman who was trying to convince her son to get help for mental health issues. The gunman, 47-year-old LaShawn McNeil, threw open a bedroom door and shot the officers as they walked down a narrow hallway. McNeil was shot by a third officer and died on Monday. His mother told the New York Post she would never have made the phone call had she known he was going to be violent towards the police.
A volatile day on Wall Street. The S&P continues its slide, dropping more than 1% after being down close to 3% for most of the day. The Dow slipped 66 after being off more than 800 in morning trading. The Nasdaq fell more than 2%, losing more than 300 points on the day. Higher inflation has been squeezing businesses and consumers, and the Federal Reserve is expected to combat it by raising interest rates. Investors are worried it could be moving too late or too aggressively. This is AP News. 39 people are missing after a capsized boat was found this morning some 45 miles off the southeast Florida coast. One man was rescued as he clung to that boat. He told his rescuer they were on their way from the Bahamas to Florida on Saturday when they capsized in severe weather. Most New York schools are told to stay masked even after a judge overturned a mask mandate.
The state education department says New York is appealing the ruling, which could keep the mask mandate, which is set to expire February 1st, in place. But some school districts made masks optional. Republican Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman says it needs to be left up to parents and schools.
It's the citizens that are the boss, not us. So I just don't understand this game that we're playing right now. When there's no crisis, there's no emergency.
Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul says her responsibility is to protect New Yorkers through this public health crisis. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.